Hey there, Kimberly Olson here, also known as the Gold Digger Girl. I'm a number one international best-selling author, multiple seven-figure earner, social media marketing expert, mompreneur mogul, and branding ninja. I'm on a mission to inspire you to get lit in your business, set your soul on fire, and teach you how to build your empire. Join us as we dive into action-oriented strategies that are going to allow you to scale your online business and create simple systems that duplicate. Let's get started. Hey, hey, everyone. Kimberly Olson here, back for another episode of the Gold Digger Girl podcast. And I'm so excited because I have Stephanie Cerami here with us today. And we're just going to have a fabulous conversation. And I'm obsessed with her. And I know you guys will be too. So Stephanie, welcome on.
Hi, my girlfriend. How are you, gorgeous? I'm so grateful to you. And thank you so much for having me. I'm honored.
You're such a babe. I love you. Thank you so much. And you have just been such just a positive force in my life since I first met you. I feel like I've known you my whole life. It's just wild.
No, same.
Right? Yeah. You've met my kids. You've met my husband. Like, they're like, oh, there's that fancy lady in the beautiful dress. Like, they just think you're so cool. But you came into my life and said, like, you have done incredible work, Kimberly, and I want to honor you for that. And it was just like, oh my gosh, she really sees me, because that really is a huge motivator for me, is achievement. Like, it's my archetype. I love that. And you just go around looking for ways to lift other people up. It's so inspiring. And I wanted to lift you up today, and I wanted to have you on. So I'm going to force you to have the spotlight be on you for once. Oh, but since some of the ladies, and if you guys didn't know, she's the president and creator of the International Association of Top Professionals. So if you guys have seen me promoting that out on social, my Times Square feature, I had people texting me like, it's famous. That was thanks to Stephanie. She actually booked that for me to have that appearance and go to Vegas and walk the red carpet and just feel just incredible. So that's who she is and how she came into my life. But there's more to the story. So Stephanie, take us back. Like, how did this amazing organization come to be? Like, tell us about your career. Like, let's go backwards a little bit, and then we can bring it to the present moment.
Okay. And thank you so much, Kim. You are the badass boss, babe, and killing it as a mom. Yeah. So you're an inspiration to me. And thank you again for that beautiful introduction. So my story is, originally I was studying to be a lawyer. I was working at the Queens District Attorney's Office, and my job was interviewing victims of domestic violence, children that were sexually abused, victims of assaults, robberies, homicides. So job was really important because you have to gather all the facts. And then my job was to determine what the defendant would go and face, what charges he would face at arraignment. But, you know, hearing these horrific, horrific stories day in, day out, it's too much. It's very heavy on somebody's heart, you know?
Yes.
So I had an opportunity to take a break, reevaluate where I want to be in life. Do I want to finish and go to law school or try something else? And I entered the who's who world of professional biographies. So my interviewing became very different. It was interviewing professionals all over the globe. And I really resonated and felt such a passion, because now I'm hearing stories of success with their obstacles and, you know, what got them to be successful. So it was definitely a change of pace. And I really love that. So with who's who, I learned how to develop sales teams, and I started brand development and had a lot of new products and services that I would share, you know, with my boss at the time. But fast forward 10 years, I worked there over 10 years, and now I have two little babies at home. I just had my daughter, Gabriella, and I couldn't leave them. I would tuck them in, and I'm like, I don't want to go back to this, you know, 9-to-5 grind. It was really a 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. grind, you know, in New York. It's like that. You're going into the city on the train. So I wanted to create an environment where I could enjoy my family. And I'm sure you understand this more than anyone, but still be a hustler, still be able to work and create and try to help professionals. And I felt a bigger need for professionals that needed to be recognized, but in a different way, because with Who's Who, you know, your name goes into a book and it became very obsolete in this day and age. You know, you need more types of different branding, but I really wanted to focus on the networking because I think people really thrive off of each other. And if you're going to have entrusting business relationships, you need to see people face to face, right, Kim? Like I could read your biography over and over and you could look great on paper, but I come to meet you and you're not this beautiful human being. I mean, right away, I was like, her vibe attracts her tribe. And this is why she's so successful. And it's energy. People feed off of people's energy. So I told my husband, I don't know what I'm going to do. We have two babies and I don't want to go back, but I don't want to stop working. And he gave me all the encouragement. He's like, you can do this. You can do this on your own. So IAOTP was born in 2016. And that was the story, you know, of how
Chris,
I got
is here. Chris your husband's name? What is your husband's name?
Yes, Chris.
Chris. Yeah. And he's like really involved too. Like I see him at the events and he just, you know, we can talk about support system and all of that. And I think that's a big driver. Not, I think, I know it's a big driver for you is creating community and support. And, you know, I've been, you know, I've received different like blades as an entrepreneur and I've never been put in a chat where like people are like, hey, you know, this happened. And then someone's like, hey, so-and-so, like, I mean, it's just unbelievable what you've created. And it just organically happened. It's not like you said, okay, guys, we're going to have a chat and you're going to love on each other, you know, like everything you've done. So
we really didn't know what it was going to turn into, you know, like my husband had a very successful contracting company and he's a carpenter. So he would do residential and commercial. And he ended up after COVID leaving that to really join me full force because I needed help. So he's been so supportive the whole way. I couldn't have built IAOTP without him.
Oh, that is so awesome. Okay. So you come to Chris and you say, hey, like I'm ready for this. I want to be home and I want to do something else. And then you knew with your background of all the things, you could see the vision for what it could be, right? And I think successful companies are built when you see a need and you fill the need. And so you were like, I see a need here. Like this can be so much more like bringing it into color, you know, and bringing it to life and making it, you know, multidimensional. So how did you actually launch International Association of Top Professionals?
So first I needed to try to establish myself as an authority. So that was, I think, the hardest part, you know, trying to get all of your years of experience down and, you know, create a website, create a brand, an image for yourself, and then really try to find good people that you really want involved in your organization. Because my whole thing was, I'm not doing this for the money. I'm not doing this, you know, I want prestigious people. So it's not going to be about quantity. I want it quality because especially if I'm going to be bringing these professionals face to face, you know, they need to interact and vibe good. And, you know, it's always a fear because you never know sometimes until you actually meet them. You know, we have a panel that chooses about 100 professionals each year in different categories. And they've become our superhero arsenal. You know, it's a really special collection of artists, powerhouse attorneys, scientists. We've had an astronaut who's orbited the moon 74 times, Al Warden, you know, we've had celebrities. And, you know, I really wanted to give these rock stars that are in their industry the proper exposure they deserve because, you know, we worship Hollywood and actors and they have their Oscar and award show, but where's the people that really are the driving force in this world? You know, the executives, the empowerment coaches, people living day to day and living a normal life, you know, not in the Hollywood life. So that was my vision. And then doing the networking events really just threw it full circle. And I saw that so many people wanted to be involved and connect. You know, human interaction, we can't lose that. Technology is great. Zoom is great. And, you know, through COVID, we learned how great Zoom is. But at the end of the day, like, you still need human connection, you know? And as far as our members, just for example, like how I didn't realize what it was going to turn into, but we have our top gynecologist from Central Park Medical, Dr. Shanaz Rustamova. She comes to our gala in 2018. She meets our top designer, Guido, from Belgium. He's designed Calvin Klein's house. He restored Pablo Picasso's house. People on two sides of the earth, Belgium, New York City, a gyno and a designer. And you would think, what do they have in common? But
yeah.
Dr. Rustamova has a nonprofit in Haiti. She would go to Haiti. She was trying to get some kind of self-sufficient system of how to take care of third world countries and teaching women how to, you know, take care of themselves and get clean water and do this. And Guido just happened to start building self-sustainable houses where he's collecting rainwater. And they collaborated, and now they're building self-sustainable houses in Haiti. So these people can,
oh my gosh.
I know, it's crazy. It's crazy. You never know who you're going to meet, why people are put into your life. And I think that's really the beauty of the organization. You never know who you're going to meet and why.
Oh, no, it's so amazing. And also, too, I want to give you a shout out because those of you watching, you've probably been approached by, you know, a magazine to be a feature story or on their cover and all the things. And you pay to be in those things. And yours, what you shared with me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but what I understand is that another honoree can nominate someone, or the panel, the kind of the board can nominate. So it's not one of those things where you're going around, like someone can't just say, hey, can I pay to get an award? And I think that maintaining the integrity of that is really important, because let's face it, we've seen people have top this, you know, and you're like, okay, but wait a minute. And not because people are better, but we really want to acknowledge in the thought leaders, the people who are changing. I mean, when I was at the award ceremony, one of the speakers, he had like 50 patents or something. And I was like, what? Like, this is incredible. The caliber of people in the room. I mean, you really are handpicking those that are changing this world. And just to have them, and also too, it really expanded my vision to see like, wow, I'm not alone in having this desire to make a difference in this world. Like, I really do want to make a change. And seeing so many, I was like, this world is beautiful. This world is amazing. Like,
really,
all the things in the news, it's not true. And like, I feel like you're creating a new reality. And can you talk a little bit about your decision to do that, to really like make it where, how do you do that process?
I definitely didn't want this to be a pay to play. I didn't even want to charge people membership fees. And till this day, I've kept my promise. Like, if I want you in our organization, we're going to make it work. You know, our professionals pay for their products and services that they choose. We never wanted it to be, oh, I'm going to call you up and I want this title or this award. Never. You know, I was seeing that happen in the who's who world. And that's why I really needed to leave. And I feel like if you have genuine beliefs that you want to see people succeed, and magic is going to happen. When you're serving others, that's when magic happens. So these professionals, it's not like I'm really handpicking. It's like they come in different ways, whether I meet them at another networking event, or, you know, Kim, you bring in somebody that, you know, it's just... It's weird. It's the universe. It's the power of the universe. I really do believe that. Yeah.
Yeah. God has been gathering some incredible people to you. And I really believe your heart, you know, it's just an extension of who you are, and you're like magnetizing people who really do have pure hearts and want to make real lasting changes. So when you started this, so 2016, you reach out to that first person, whether it's email or whatnot. What was that like for you to be speaking to them? Your vision casting, basically, but you're posturing yourself as like, this is an amazing thing that you can be a part of. What was that like for you to just go first before it had been created and like boldly? I mean, gosh, I have chills just thinking about how courageous you had to be.
No, it was so nerve-wracking. I mean, especially because I had come from a place where you were talking about it on your podcast the other day, how people like come after you if you're trying to like do your own thing. And I was a victim of that. I mean, the people I had to leave, it was like the mob, like leaving the mob. Yes. You know what I mean? So yeah. I was sick to my stomach trying, you know, but I said, I got to get over this fear and develop myself. There's nothing wrong with trying to start your own business and to leave a toxic work environment, you know? Yeah. So yeah, it was so nerve-wracking, but people really wanted to be a part of what I was creating. And then when we had our first gala, my husband's like, you're nuts. You're just starting out. You can't have a gala your first year. I go, no, I need to. Like, this is my vision. I need to like play it out. And you have to like go with your gut and just, if you're gonna dive, you gotta go head first and go, you know? So yeah, I basically did it. I'm like, I'm just
going for it. I love that story because I can,
like, you know, imagine.
Go ahead.
Cut you off. I know you were talking a little bit about the magazine before, and I had a little surprise, so I wanted to show you. So, you know, IAOTP.
I love surprises.
Oh, good. Good. I have a few layers, obviously. IAOTP, we not only recognize professionals networking and gala events and our summer soiree, which you're speaking at, and I can't wait to see it. But yes, we have our members in our Tip magazine. We have our Tip radio podcast. You know, this is Miss Universe, who's our...
I met her. She is like...
Isn't she awesome?
Yes.
And Mark Rivera from Billy Joel, he also... You have to meet him. He's probably coming to the soiree too. And he's a brilliant...
Awesome.
Brilliant. I'm hoping.
My girls are going to be there too. Like, they're going to get to see this.
My kids are too. But I wanted you to be the first to know that you will be on the magazine front cover this July. All right, I had to print it because it wasn't published yet, and I need you to approve the photos and the article. But I want to congratulate you and look at this gorgeous girl. I can't wait.
You are such a babe. Thank you so much.
I want them to do a surprise.
Oh my gosh, I'm glad I have fake eyelashes on. Thank you so much.
You deserve it. You deserve it. So.
Oh my gosh. And look at you guys. Like, you find pure joy in lifting up others.
But, you know, we all inspire and empower each other. It's not like I just do it. It's all of us together. It's the world is a beautiful place. And, you know, you have to go through the ugly to really get to the beauty. And
yeah,
you know, I got chills now too.
I got chills too. Oh my gosh.
I know me and you come from the same heart space, and you know, we wear our heart on our sleeve and literally we'll leave it all out there for everyone to see or criticize. We don't care. But you know, we do everything with pure intention, and people recognize that. And I have to say, for all of Kim's clients and those listening, she's the real deal, man. There's imitation people out there trying to do what she does, but she is the real deal. And I'm just so honored that you're a part of our organization.
I am too. Thank you so much. I'm speechless, which is very rare for me, Stephanie. So good job. My husband's going to be like, oh, you didn't have anything to say. So, before I let you go, I would love to ask, I always like to find out how you handle setbacks. So I'd love to ask you that if that's okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, you're coming up on, so this is your 7th year or 8th year? 8th annual,
seventh.
Right?
2016. So yes, 7th?
Yeah, coming up on 7 years, but your 8th year.
March was 7 years. So.
Oh, good. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, that's huge. That's huge. Okay. So I'm sure you've had your fair share of challenges. How do you handle the setbacks and the adversity? And like you said, the negativity, like, do you do mindset work? Do you work with a coach? Do you have a therapist? Like, if you don't mind sharing, but like, how do you, I mean, I'm all about that.
Therapist, how do you... And I have my witch doctor who clears me energetically.
There you go.
Of everything.
You need that.
Oh, yeah. Especially she'll be right next to me at the gala and she's like tapping my lip and tapping my back, you know. Yeah, you have to. You got to do like your little quirks. A step back. It's a funny story, actually, but it ended up turning into a good thing. But in Vegas, as you know, we had our gala at the Bellagio this past December where we honored you. We had 40 of our members fly from all over the world to be on. This was the first time we were doing our Planet Hollywood billboard on the famous planet, you know, on the Las Vegas Strip. So I'm working with a new tech team, a new guy, like, and it's 40 people. Normally we keep it small, like 10 members, 20 members. So everyone's lined up. They extended their trip for the gala to be on this billboard on Planet Hollywood. They're dressed to the nines, full makeup, photographer, videographer, and we're counting down, ready for it to go up. And we black out the screen. Like, what? The screen, we blacked out Las Vegas. There were too many powerful people going up, I guess, on the day. But I'm like, okay, Jeremy, and that's the guy who's working with, I'm like, what's going on? So he's calling the tech people. He's calling the Planet Hollywood screen. All this is going on. Everybody's starting to look at us because now it's an hour goes by and it's still blacked out. I'm ready to throw up. I'm ready to cry. And he's like, just relax. Everybody leave. We're going to try to fix this and get it done. So hours go by. And finally, I'm across the street crying to Miss Universe and like some of my team. I'm like, I can't believe this. But the screen's still black. And all of a sudden I see the IAOTP logo and our members' faces start popping. So I start running. And it's the moral of the story.
Down the Vegas Strip.
Exactly. I was running with the kids. I'm like, I gotta take pictures. I don't know how long it's gonna be up. And instead of our members getting 30 minutes, they ended up playing it for 2 days, 5 hours each day. So they got crazy exposure. So, you know, that setback benefited us in our favor, you know? And I feel like any obstacle you go through, there's a reason for it. And it's to make you better, you know?
Yes. That is so true. And when you're in it, it's, what did my coach said? She goes, when emotions are high, she said, our intelligence is low. And it's true. You just go into the emotion. And then when it passes, your intelligence rises again because the emotions have subsided and you're able to look at it. Like you said, 2 days. I mean, talk about an unbelievable opportunity for those people.
And our members were so happy.
I was there. Like, so we were walking around and you saw you know, it's up there.
Yeah, no, it was so great. Cool. It worked out, thank God, in our favor. But I also just wanted to mention, because I really don't get a chance to talk about it very much, but it really is the most important part of IAOTP, is that our proceeds from our networking events are donated to charities. And
know that?
Yeah, we have like at least 10 charities every year. My biggest one is Thorn. And to go back to when I worked for the DA's office and dealing with the victims of sexual abuse, we have Thorn that was founded by Ashton Kutcher. And it's just a fabulous charity. They combat the dark web and child pornography. And, you know, they go after those guys. Also the Child Defense Coalition, which Blake Lively is also very big into. We donate to them. Smile Train, Wounded Warrior Project, Hope for the Warriors, New York Leap, because our law enforcement, I'm a big supporter of the mental stress that they go through, because I felt like I had PTSD, you know, just working at the DA's office, and I'm not the actual police officer, you know. So St. Jude's, Doctors Without Borders, these are all our charities we support, and our proceeds are donated. So I just wanted to put that out there, because I never get to talk about it, and I think it's something that also separates IAOTP from a lot of other organizations.
Absolutely. And one of the things I've learned, for somebody who came from a scarcity mindset with money and growing up in poverty, is that, and we have a nonprofit, Elephant Sisters, where it's more for women in our community. If they have setbacks, we want to support them to keep working on their businesses. But when it comes time to raise money for things, I'm always surprised at like how hard it is for people to give. And what I've noticed is when you can flex that muscle of generosity, even when you don't have the money, it always comes back tenfold. And we don't do it for it to come back tenfold, but look at how prosperous, even, you know, during a global pandemic, how prosperous and how blessed and protected your company has been.
A million percent. A million percent.
Because it's centered in giving. It's centered in gratitude. It's, I have chills. It's centered
I
in.
I have chills too, because
yeah,
it's so
real.
True.
It's authentic. It's amazing.
And you do it not to benefit yourself. You genuinely just want to help. And that's my nature. And it is, it's like you said, it's been a beautiful blessing. And I'm just blessed to have you in my life. And thank you again, you know, for having me out today. I can't wait to see what
absolutely.
Soiree.
So for those that want to follow what you're doing and just stay in the know and all of that, and, you know, you guys can see what, you know, those that Stephanie is recognizing, you can read about them and see, oh, okay, that is what work is being done out in this world. And it's going to inspire you. Like, I'm positive because I got to meet a lot of these people. I'm like, I can't even believe this. This is so cool to be in a room with people like this. But where's your favorite places on social to promote the organization?
So there's IAOTP.com. We're on Instagram. It's IAOTP_official. We're also on Facebook. We have two different Facebook pages. One is private for just our members because we have a private chat. And then there's a public Facebook page there. We're on LinkedIn. I post on all of those social sites. So they could follow.
Wherever people are hanging out, you probably
yeah,
are.
Yeah. It all depends on what you like. So Facebook, Instagram, IAOTP.com. You could get a lot of information if you want to donate to any of those charities. We have them also on the website.
Oh, and perfect. I was writing them down and I was like, okay, perfect. So we'll put the website on in the links below, you guys. So then if you go to the website, you can see those different organizations. I encourage all of you to go, even if it's not one of Stephanie's, but we would love for you to pay this conversation forward today. So if it did inspire you in any way, we'd love to ask you to pay it forward and help somebody else out, you know, and just browse the foundation she works. But wherever you feel called, it can be anything. Please do that today and don't put it off, because it is one of those things. I'm opted into like many, many reoccurring donations that like they'll come through and I'm like, I don't remember why I signed up. But I'm like, you know what? There was no reason. And that moment of things. We don't have to explain it and justify it. We just do it because. So I would encourage you guys to do that. And if this was helpful and you love this conversation with Stephanie, please support her. Take a screenshot of this episode and throw it in your stories and tag her. Do you have your own Instagram or is everything through the one you just shared?
I do. I think just Stephanie Cerami.
I think it is too. Yeah, because I've tagged you before. Okay, well, give her a tag or give the organization a tag and me. We'd love to shout you out for featuring her in your social channels. So, Stephanie, thank you so much for being on. I just adore you. Thank you for the magazine feature. I'm going to order like a million copies.
You look gorgeous. I'll send you the article and sample of the cover. Anything you want me to fix, change.
Okay. So exciting. I'm so honored. Thank you so much, guys. Awesome. Well, until next time, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire. We'll see you soon.
This episode was brought to you by The Gold Digger Girl, the program that teaches you how to build the six-figure foundation for your business. If you want support from an experienced coach that's become a self-made millionaire, recently recognized as the #2 recruiter globally in her network marketing company, she's helped countless others scale their online business and create simple systems that duplicate. All you have to do is email support over at The Gold Digger Girl. You'll see the option in the menu tab so we can find out best how to support you on your entrepreneurial journey.